bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. My name is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. Today, my friends, we're going to be getting into several topics, the first of which has to do with anger, which is so important to talk about because there is a lot of anger in the world we live in. And how does God handle anger? We're going to start out with that because even the Lord gets upset sometime, but the Word of God says that divine anger lasts just a moment and divine favor lasts a lifetime. And we're going to explore the book of Matthew today, chapter 5, verses 21 through 26. And here's what it says about anger. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Rakah, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother. And then come and bring your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the Gospel of Matthew today, my friends, we're focused on anger because without the apology, without making amends, people carry anger for years. And they also carry a spirit of bitterness, which is that spirit of unforgiveness. So in the WINGS program, we deal with a lot of men and women who have wounds of the past that need to be settled. And like the Lord's word says, before you bring a gift to the altar, go first and settle with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. And that's the challenge I pose to everyone today, that we take a moment to make amends with our brothers, our sisters, our daughters and sons, our parents, our siblings, whoever it is that you have had relationship trouble with. I challenge you today to take action and to offer the apology that needs to be offered. With that, we bring the peace, because wounds of the past are very prevalent in all families, in all lives. No one is exempt from wounds of the past. And, you know, we can't change the past. So we try to understand the past through conversation, through counseling. We accept the past because we can't change it. We forgive the past. And then God gives us the peace that comes with offering forgiveness to someone who has wounded us. And we go forward on a daily basis with that peace. And if we have wounded someone, then we offer the apology. And it takes a lot of humility to offer an apology or to offer forgiveness to someone who has either wounded us or we have wounded. So humility is a great trait, and there's no better time right now than to ask God for greater humility in going forward in your life and in my life. It's important. I want you to take a moment now to think about your relationships and think about who is it that you have wounded that requires an apology. Who is it who has wounded you that you need to forgive, that you haven't forgiven since this happened a year ago, 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago? Who is it, my friends, that is on your mind that fits the bill as the person who wounded you or who you have wounded? So I want you to take action, because on this program today, I want to make some progress for you in your personal life. I want to help you to go forward with the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace of God, which only God can provide through the humility of the apology or forgiveness. And so we want to take action and become, like James says in the book of James, become a doer of the word and not a hearer only. So as we offer the word of God in the book of Matthew, the word of God tells us to go and offer an apology, forgiveness, to make amends, to bring the peace. And the book of James tells us to be a doer of the word, to take action, and not a hearer only. Very often we hear things but take no action. So we have the same situation for year after year after year. It's called stagnation. And the WINGS program is titled WINGS, which is an acronym for Winning Ideas, Nurturing Growth, and Success. We want to be growing and succeeding. We don't want to be stagnating, because stagnation breeds depression. So if you're carrying a wound from the past, or the thought that you need to apologize or forgive someone, I want you to take that action right now and write a letter to that person, a letter from the heart, with your honest, sincere, and respectful feelings, offering that forgiveness or that apology to that person. And I want you to drive it home like a home run, right into the heart and mind of the other person. And waste no time, my friends, because time is of the essence. And God calls us today to take action. And in the WINGS program, working in recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism, as well as incarceration, we see people who have wounded others greatly. We have seen all kinds of wounds inflicted by men and by women on other family members. And so no one is exempt from this situation. Once again, I ask you now, with all sincerity, to pick up a pen and a piece of paper and to write a letter of apology or forgiveness to the person who means the most to you at this moment. The person you had some difficult words with, the person who has maybe done you wrong. Can you find it in your heart to forgive them or to apologize to them, whoever that person is? And on our next program, I'm going to call you on this radio show and see if you have made that letter and sent it out and made some progress. If you do send the letter, let us know that you have sent it and whether or not you received any feedback from the other person. We appreciate that. Okay, my friends, we're going to move forward now from anger, which is such an important topic, into something else which is really important as well. You know, in the Wings program, we've had three men who have committed suicide in our program. And so, you know, sometimes people quit and they give up. And a man told me many years ago that a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And here's a poem I want to offer to you. It's called Don't Quit. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seem all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but do not quit. Life is strange when it's twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns. And many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow. You may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you can never tell how close you are, it may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the right, stick to the fight. When your hardest hit, it's when things seem worst that you do not quit. And so for those out there who are thinking about giving up today at this very moment, those of you out there who have a difficult time, maybe it's the loss of a job and you can't find work. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one. Maybe it's the fact that you have a difficult time talking to people and you're feeling lonely. Whatever it is, my friends, God can bring you through it. And this is important. And we rely on God, you know, for everything in the Wings program. You know, we depend on God. God wants us to depend on Him and not other people. It's important that we, you know, develop a faith, and that faith is rooted in Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. In the Word of God, Matthew chapter 7, verses 25 to 34, the passage talks about dependence on God. And for those of you who are giving up, okay, remember, this show is called Finding God in Prison. Imagine those inmates who are in solitary confinement and they cannot come out. They rely on, you know, reading the Word of God, reading books, and maybe going to school. We had a man who was on one of our facilities who actually was confined to a cell for many years, and he got a master's degree in counseling and a bachelor's degree in counseling, and worked, you know, really 24/7 to do that from the inside. So there are many things you can do when you focus on the task at hand. But here's what it says about dependence on God, because I want you to find your faith. I want you to depend on God versus other people who may let you down. Here's what it says. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink? What are we to wear? Are these things the pagans seek? Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the Gospel of Matthew today, we're focusing on dependence on God. Because for those who are out there who are depressed severely and contemplating suicide, remember God loves you and God is there for you. He says, knock and the door shall be open. Seek and you shall find. And ask and you will receive. So this is important, my friends, because there are people who are living in depression. And one of the great goals in the Wings program is to lift people out of depression. And it's something that we have to work on in the 168, which is the total number of hours in a week. It's something we have to work on by working on positive activities, spiritually, mentally, and physically, for the soul, mind, and body. All three must be lifted up, and there cannot be any stone unturned. This is important. And when you have those three, the mind, body, and soul, being fed in a positive way, day after day, when you're working at it, depression will leave you. And we have great examples of men who were depressed when we began the Wings program, and within a short time, 4 or 5 sessions, they were lifted out of depression. And it took, you know, 4 or 5 2-hour sessions, and then a continuous building of 20 sessions, a 50-hour program. But we were able to get to the heart and mind of each individual to lift them out of depression. Conversely, we have had professionals that I've known who unfortunately were the victims of suicide and who were mentally depressed severely and unable to help themselves and to get their lives back in order. So before those things occur, it's up to you and I, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to reach out to God and to not quit, to not give up, because God is always there for us, and he's just waiting for us. He has his arm extended, but you must meet him. God doesn't force anyone to do anything. We all have free choice, free will. So it's up to you and I to reach out for God, who is waiting for us and will give us a better way, a pathway to success in life, if you will. And in the Wings program, we've seen great examples once again of depression. And the antidepressant is to feed yourself in a positive way, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So today, if you're out there listening and you're feeling low, you feel like quitting or giving up, I challenge you right now to reach out and call out to God, to our Lord Jesus Christ, and ask him for his help and see if he doesn't respond. At the same time, my friends, if you're out there and you're exploring drugs or alcohol and you're in a deep zone right now, it is time to get some help in recovery, and that you need to give up the drug of choice, the alcohol of choice, and to move forward in a recovery program that is faith-based and that is, structured. The WINGS program is a 50-hour, 10-week program that is a complement to any recovery program. And we have helped thousands of men without question, both inside and outside prison walls. But if you're out there and you are in need of the WINGS program or a recovery program, I want you to get in touch with us here at Holy Spirit Radio, and we can lead you in the right direction. You can give us a call at 215-345-1570. Again, 215-345-1570. And it's important. Don't wait, my friends, until it's too late. Take action and be the best human being that you can be. One of the things you're going to have to do is give up the old habits. Give up the old self. And there's no time like the present to do that. And the Word of God says that, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, St. Paul tells us to put to death immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed. Stop lying to one another. Tell the truth. Be honest. Put on the new self, which is the image of God, to take off the old self. So if you need a facelift, if you need some new clothing and new character, new vocabulary, then the WINGS program can help you to do it. This is a self-help program, but we will guide you and direct you and help you. But you need to take responsibility for yourself. You need to take command of your life and get rid of the old habits, the drinking, the drugging, the sexting, the gambling, and to put on your new self, which is the image of God, the attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ, the attributes of God our Father, God the Holy Spirit. Isn't it time for a facelift, my friends, to, move forward as a new person, and to present the new you to all who know you? Isn't it time to give up some of the things that you've been plagued with for decades? So if you're listening out here inside prison walls or inside recovery homes or anywhere, and this applies to you, I challenge you today to take action and to start fresh. Start clean. Get on your knees and pray to God that he will help you to build a new life from scratch. And like a new home that's being built, we first have to put the foundation in. And we have to build on a strong foundation. And the foundation that we use right here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison, the foundation that we use in the WINGS program, is the Word of God. We want to build our house on rock. And here's what it says in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, about two foundations. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. When Jesus finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as their scribes. The Gospel of the Lord. And this is a great passage by Matthew today. The two foundations. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and takes action will be like a wise man who builds his house on rock. Are you listening to these words of the Lord, my friends? Will you take action today and be evaluated and termed as a wise man? Or will you listen to these words and walk the opposite way and not take action and be like a fool who builds his house on sand? This is decision time for you and I today. This is the beginning of a new month. August is here. And as we go forward in the August of 2022, I challenge you, my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to make the best decision you can make by rooting all decisions in the Word of God. What does Jesus say about what you're about to do? What does God say about what you should do and what you should not do? The Word of God is the root of all great decisions to be made in the Wings program and in our lives. But it's up to you and I to embrace, to adopt, and to apply the Word of God into every situation in our life. Because God is giving us assistance without us even knowing about it. He provides the rich Word of God given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we acknowledge that gift of the Word of God, and we ask our listening audience to apply it to their own individual lives. Once again, if you're out there contemplating giving up or quitting, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but do not quit. That's our show for today, my friends. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you and have a great day and a good weekend. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio and Finding God in Prison. God bless.